Good afternoon. It's my pleasure and honor to welcome here our colleague Atul Ojha, who is the postdoc at UFAL, and he will tell us today about his statistical machine translation system. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Today I am presenting my PhD work, which was completed this year in March, and in India. In India, in one university, Jawaharlal Nehru University. So I completed my PhD on English to Bhojpuri statistical machine translation. The topic was English to Bhojpuri machine statistical machine translation insights from the Karaka model. So, okay.
It's not working.
Okay.
Just wait. Yes, something is wrong. What happened?
No, it's okay.
tell him whether to copy it to the desktop. Because you never know what it might be. Sorry for this.
Sorry for the inconvenience. So today I'm presenting my PhD work, which was English to Bhojpuri Statistical Machine Translation. So the basic idea, brief overview of this talk is major on the following points. The thesis was based on these major points, like a study of the English to Indian languages machine translation and feasibility study of Karaka model, because Karaka is a Paninian dependency framework which is famous in Indian theory, like universal dependency. I know everyone aware with universal dependency here. So dependency framework is most of the people convince dependency was adopted from the Paninian theory. Like Joachim Nivre has already mentioned in his book Dependency Parsing. So he has already mentioned dependency framework is oldest framework in the Paninian dependency. So Karaka is one of the theory. So I use Karaka model in my PhD work. So in India is very well known theory, and most of the people believe Karaka is most suitable for Indian languages, not for the other languages, but some of the researcher has also experimented like for English to conduct the it is suitable for English languages. So that's the reason I chosen Karaka model and Paninian dependency, which I will discuss later. And third is language technology resources for Bhojpuri. Bhojpuri is a lesser known languages in India, not endangered, but lesser known languages, because it's a variety of Hindi, and I will discuss what is the features and other things. And next is to developing English to Bhojpuri SMT system using the Karaka and universal dependency model for dependency tree to string method. And another important point is what is the problem and what is the challenge for this approach, and how to improve the accuracy. So my PhD work was improving the accuracy and fluency of the low resource based languages, especially in the statistical method. I didn't use a neural method, because for neural I need some other infrastructure, like some GPU or other cluster, and large size of data. So because in Indian, most of the Indian languages are suffering from very low resource languages, not comparatively European languages. I'm not saying other languages. And second objective was to develop LT resource, language technology resource for Bhojpuri, because Bhojpuri is my native language, and there is no work for Bhojpuri. So because it's not a scheduled language. Scheduled means it is not official language in India. It is a variety of Hindi. So, and secondary objective was encoding into a conduct experiment how to encode Karaka model in the SMT statistical machine translation and what is the suitability of Paninian dependency and universal dependency in the English. If I am using in both approach in English side, so how to improve accuracy? Is it acceptable or not? Because there is no experiment before this thesis. There is no experiment like you implement this theory in the statistical approach. IIIT Hyderabad in India, Rajiv Sangal and Dipti Mishra ma'am, they have already used Karaka model for English approach, but it was used for rule-based approach. And as we know, right now we are more focused on data-driven approaches, not the rule-based approaches, because there are lots of demerits. So I'm not going to detailed in this discussion in the introduction. Brief overview of the Bhojpuri language. Okay. Bhojpuri is a Eastern Indo-Aryan language. It is spoken by around 50 million people. And it is not spoken in India. It is also spoken in Nepal, Mauritius, and other country. So out of this number, large number of population, there is no language technology resource. Not only language technology resource, even there is no formal grammar books available. And except one book, except two, three books, and Saligram Sukla, he wrote in 1980s, which was published in by Carnegie Mellon University. And before 1980s, Uday Narayan Tiwari has mentioned grammar in traditional grammar books. And another problem is there is no standard features, no standard grammar, and lots of variety. Even if I'm my native area is one state, Uttar Pradesh. In Uttar Pradesh, and another city like Prague, and so and Azamgarh. So in Azamgarh, there are five varieties in Bhojpuri. So it's very difficult to maintain how to control the variety if I am developing a statistical machine translation. So, oh shit. what is this? Okay. Yes. And again, after that, I give an overview of MT and SMT and what related MT related work in Indian languages. Major part of this of the thesis was Karaka model and its impact in India on dependency parsing, how to implement this parsing. So Karaka model, in Karaka there are six cases available: nominative, accusative, dative, instrumental, ablative, and locative. So can I use this for hyperlink purpose? Because it's
here for moving or for pointing?
Not for pointing. I think I want to click on this.
Okay,
just wait. Okay. So there is lots of hierarchy in the Paninian dependency, basically modifier. So modifier is divided in verbal modifier, nominal modifier, and adjectival and adverbial modifier. After that, it is divided in some other parts. Basically, four modifiers in the Paninian dependency framework. If you are looking Paninian theory before, especially Paninian theory, so adverb is not there is in the initial stage. Adverb doesn't exist. So after some modification, people use in the modifier adverbial modifier. So the, in the tradition, adverbial there is no concept adverb like because adverb is a part of noun and verb. So, and it is divided into other another part. Basic is a nominal modifier and verbal modifier as like universal dependency. In universal dependency, we also use modifier concept. So it is most of the similar part, but there is some differences like semantic differences. If you are using karaka, so like in karaka, agent or subject is a karta, and karta is a depend upon the actual what is the subject. If you are thinking, if you say like in as I know, universal dependency is most of the subject positional structure, but Paninian dependency is more semantic. If your meaning is if in sentence meaning denotes subject, then you will mark as a karta. Otherwise, you will mark another modifier or another case. So that's the reason we use Paninian dependency framework, because Indian languages are more free word order. Okay. And in the, I have also compared Paninian dependency framework and universal dependency framework. What is the differences between, like as I mentioned, subject position, what is the difference? If I gave, like example, Deepak gave a ball to Ayan and other people. So how to compare Paninian dependency framework and universal dependency? I think I have an example here. Something like, yes. So it is a parallel annotation, but if we look at English sentences, so we find what is the differences. Basically, okay, here, like copula is a marking is a, and as a in universal dependency, and in Paninian dependency is a main root word notion. So this is the difference between universal dependency and Paninian dependency. So that's the reason people believe, Indian grammarian believe, we will implement Paninian dependency from our languages as well as for English. So I tried to implement, is it feasible or not, because there was no experiment. And third is, after that, after discussing Karaka model and Paninian dependency, I prepare basic resource like corpus, how to collect corpus and annotate corpus and parallel corpus building. So major contribution, I can say major contribution is building of resources. So for building of resources, there is no, before this thesis, there is no resource like even monolingual data, parallel data, annotated data doesn't exist. So I created I created monolingual because some Bhojpuri website is available on the web. So I crawled through the web crawler and aligned, and after that validate it is okay or not, because lots of variety and lots of naming, and there is some problem in the writing styles, orthographical format. Like some people use different orthographic representation. For example, in Bhojpuri, there is a, I think Dan only read this word, but okay, I will transliterate. It's a her sounds, and when we write Bhojpuri, so there is a marker. It's a, I don't know in English what is the how can it represent, but in Bhojpuri or in Sanskrit, it's avagraha. It's a marker for like S marker. So people, it's a short vowel, not long vowel. So it always present if in the Bhojpuri, but because of there is no formal writing, there is no formal reading, or people only spoken Bhojpuri, so they don't know, okay, it is available S marker or not. So when they write this sentence, this word, so they always delete her. They only write okay her, because in Hindi it is always writing, we write hai, it's a is, equivalent of is. So some people use S marker, some people doesn't use, do not use. So it's a very problematic for me, because I'm preparing monolingual corpus, and it creates some problem for language modeling. It's a different parameter, and not only in her, there are another parameters like some people use single A marker, single short A and not long A. So because people think, people educated from the educated in Hindi background, so they use Hindi styles during writing of Bhojpuri. So that's the reason it's a lots of problem for me to collect the data and validation during the validation. So when I collect data and during the validation, I pre-processing and post-editing after the. So, and another thing is building of parallel corpus. Okay, for the parallel corpus is another problem. Some people know English, but they don't know Bhojpuri. And those people are aware with Bhojpuri, they don't know English. So that's the problem. That's the reason I translated manually alone around 5 to 10,000 sentences, and then I use bootstrap methods. Okay, first of all, I will create a parallel data for 10,000 and train machine translation and use Hindi data for accuracy improving, and then validation. And that data was validated by the Bhojpuri speakers, because they know, okay, they can read Bhojpuri sentences, but they are not able to translate in English sentences. So it's a very big problem for me. So, and it took around 2 years for building 60,000 parallel sentences. So most of the time I spent my building of the corpus. So, and after that I I build annotated corpus, POC annotated corpus, not the dependency or anything. And For annotated corpus, I use bootstrapping method because there is some similarities in Bhojpuri and Hindi. So I strip suffixes and prefixes from the root from the words, and then I use bootstrapping for the Bhojpuri annotation. And after getting annotated data, I validate the validation. And but for monolingual, there is another point. For monolingual, I crawled only 30,000 monolingual sentences. So rest of the 70,000 sentences was crawled, extracted from the textbooks. And textbook is available on the hard copy, not the soft copy. So for that purpose, I scanned all the documents and used Hindi OCR and again train. So for again validation. So it's a very big problem. So right now, current statistics is we have 100,000 monolingual sentences in Bhojpuri and 65,000 parallel sentences English to Bhojpuri and 65,000 annotated POC annotated data. So this is the biggest resource for current time Bhojpuri. And another thing is English data, English UD, universal dependency data, convert into Karaka framework, because my objective was to implement Karaka dependency in statistical machine translation, and English universal dependency already exists. So that's the reason I converted English universal dependency in the Pandanian dependency framework, and that which was used for developing the statistical machine translation. In the experiment, I built 24 English to Bhojpuri SMT systems, basically not conducted experiment 24 systems. So in the 24 English to Bhojpuri SMT system was phrase-based statistical method, factor, hierarchical, dependency tree to string. And not only the phrase-based, factor-based, I also checked which language model is very sufficient for low resource languages. Like there are some language model already exist, KENLM methods, SRILM, IRSTLM. So I used different parameters and different language model for because I know I have only 65,000 sentences for the statistical machine translation, and 65,000 is a very few data for a statistical or neural machine translation. So I want to check which one is which gives better results. So that's the reason I conduct lots of experiments. 24. I will show you our results in a letter. And during the dependency tree to string method, I use only Pandanian dependency and universal dependency in English side, and only KENLM method. Use only language for building a language model. I use only KENLM because KENLM is faster and it gives better result in phrase-based statistical method and factor-based statistical method. I hope everyone aware with statistical machine translation. Is here anyone are not aware with statistical machine translation? Everyone. Okay, great. So so data was divided into training and tuning and test data. And so For evaluation, I used different parameters because in the automatic evaluation matrix is not a very perfect matrix. So like if I am I use blue, so some people do not believe blue score. Blue is a famous score, but some people say, okay, it can be fluctuate. So I conduct another parameter like WER and Meteor. So 24 English to Bhojpuri SMT system, I used all the automatic parameters like precision recall, F-measure, blue, etc. And for the dependency, because my objective was dependency tree to string method, so I used human evaluation parameters for both systems. The result is okay. Shit. Okay. If we look at this picture, so and there is a phrase-based statistical machine translation, and in the phrase-based statistical SRILM, in all the parameters, KENLM performs better in the phrase-based. Not only in the phrase-based, even in the factor-based and in the hierarchical. But in the factor and hierarchical, accuracy is for English to Bhojpuri, not other languages. In English to Bhojpuri, it gives poor results comparatively phrase-based statistical machine translation, especially hierarchical methods. And it took large size of space and time for the training methods. Yes, it will be yes. So this is the result. Okay. And if we see this picture, so result A of PD and UD. PD is a Pandinian dependency and UD is a universal dependency. In this, there is not major difference. Pandinian dependency and universal dependency, slightly 0.25, 0.35 differences is in human evaluation and automatic evaluation matrix. But the difference is, if I look at the post position frame in the target languages, so Pandinian dependency gives better result in the post position. Otherwise, they are similar on the sentence generation in the target languages. Okay. I think it is readable or not? No? Okay, I can zoom. I think no, not okay. It is very so okay. For the after human evaluation, I also check all the around 100 sentences on the sentence level analysis. What is the difference between Pandinian dependency and universal dependency? So after evaluating, I find there is some differences between determiner with the determiner and post position. And I think I have already some yes statistics on the error analysis. If we look at acronyms and abbreviation, Paninian dependency and universal dependency. I'm not sure there is some differences between Paninian dependency and universal dependency, because there is some other problem like alignment and other things. So it is a possible problem, but most of the problem is generation of extroverts and issues with punctuation. If we look at Paninian dependency, so there is problem with punctuation, but in the universal dependency there is less problem. So this is the in the linguistic level, problem with universal dependency in the inflection sides, and not the, but in the in the inflectional categories especially, but in the Paninian dependency only for 148 errors were encountered available, and prepositions, agreement. So this is the problem, but after evaluation, human and automatic evaluation parameters, I find it would be nice if I use Paninian dependency for the target language, not in the English language. So maybe it gives a better result, because Bhojpuri has a different features like free word order, and there is another problem. Bhojpuri has lots of variety, so it can be handled by the Paninian dependency, but I'm not sure. It is my observation. So this is the thing. So thank you.
Thank you. We have time for questions.
Yes.
Regarding the differences between the Paninian framework and the universal dependency style of annotation, do you think that there is some like linguistic reasoning behind why the difference is quite big? And also, is the difference like statistically significant, or is it just that the numbers are large but there is high variance maybe? I don't know.
Good question. There is a problem between, first off, there is a problem. I have only 65,000 sentences, and English data has the Paninian dependency and universal dependency was conducted on, experiment was conducted on 50,000 sentences. So it's a very big problem. And another thing is regarding the theory framework. What is your first question?
Whether there are some linguistic differences that could explain the differences in performance between the two frameworks, or between the styles of annotation.
Actually, in Paninian dependency framework, Paninian dependency framework is more semantics. So people in the Paninian dependency theory, if you are using karaka, like karta or subject, object and ablative case, nominative, anything. So it always mark by the according to the semantic levels. So there is a possibility to improve accuracy if you are annotating on the semantic level. So generates better result. And Indian languages are most of the free word order. So that's the reason. This is the basic difference. And universal dependency is a subject to predicate positional framework. And I think, if I'm not wrong, it is a we are universal dependency, we use also semantic enhanced.
What about Do you use the enhanced
data? No, I'm not. I have not used.
I think the main.
I think the main reason, at least from the tiny subset that I know, the main difference between the Paninian approach and UDE is that the Karaka relations, whatever is the name for a thing that you would say it is a subject, it is actually the subject of an active clause. While if it's passivized, then the roles switch. So the Karta is that it is actually with normalized diathesis. So that is the semantic bit that will tell you who is the actual doer. It is still not really tectogrammatical annotation or something, because it's I think they have these examples like you open the door with a key and
yes,
the key opens the door. So in the second sentence, key will be the karta, key will be the doer. So it is still not like actor in the a really deep semantic sense, but still the normalization of passives, I think it might help if the machine translation system is able to pick it up.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. So, can we go back to the manual evaluation by the speakers? So, I'm wondering which feature the question is if these are the features the evaluators had to assign, or if it's just your interpretation of the manual annotation.
Okay. For the manual evaluation, first off, I used advocacy and fluency, like human evaluation, and I assigned some categories which was already published by UFAL, COSTA MT evaluation, COSTA MT evaluation parameters like linguistic analysis, so verb for verb inflection, noun inflection, and other categories. So I adopt that parameters for human evaluation.
And this is your
interview. Yes, that's
what
the
you've seen
yes.
in the data. Okay, yeah. Great, thanks. Some more questions?
You said that there are so many problems with the lack of standard spelling or standard orthography for Bhojpuri. What I missed in the explanation, when you actually collect the data and you have problems like the one with the S marker that you show that it's it should be there but it's omitted. So, first of all, I would actually wonder how do you know that it should be there if there is no standard?
And
yes. But okay, that's maybe almost a philosophical question. But the second thing is, what did you actually do about it? Did you collect the data which lacked these things that should be there, and you just have data which represent what the native speakers are likely to use if they try to write Bhojpuri, or did you try to fix it somehow? Or is it, you said that you translated a lot of sentences, was it from English to Bhojpuri?
English to Bhojpuri.
Okay, so you actually created whatever was your translation, then you did it as you think would be the standard writing.
Yes.
And then
I can't say standard because there is no standard parameters, so it is not feasible to say. But for the orthographic representation, it was resolved by the literature before 1950s books available. Like some author has already written some textbook, so I check. Okay, what is the thing is available, because I am aware with there is some Avagra and something, S marker omitted. And because my father, I discussed with my father and my other parent, other people, like, okay, what is the things is available. So he discussed, he told me, no, there is a S marker because it's belongs to Sanskrit theories and Sanskrit, in Sanskrit, S marker is available. And Hindi is like, if we look at Hindi history, so Hindi is more developed after 1920, around 1900. So Bhojpuri is old language comparatively Hindi. So they have some feature of Sanskrit. So that's the reason people told me, okay, there is a S marker, but I didn't, for validation, I check, okay, what is the literature, in the literature is available or not. So in the oldest literature, it is available. So the people use S marker, not only S marker, even short A and other things available. So that's the, after looking the textbook, I fixed this error. And regarding the parallel sentences, for parallel and to disambiguate parallel sentences ambiguity, I distribute 5,000 sentences to different people, like in Bihar, another state in India. And so Bihar is Bhojpuri is very different from my Bhojpuri. So I gave a same sentence to both people. Okay, you will translate, and after that I will I did translation and another variety. So 5,000 sentences are collected, same for the same sentence, different zones. So after that, looking up parallel sentences, what is the difference, what is the problem, and how can I resolve these issues. So in the same concept, because it's very difficult for me to disambiguate, if I'm assigning all the sentences to other people, so it will take more than 5 years or something. So that's the reason I decided, okay, I will translate 10,000, and after that, once I will build prototype system, after that I will improve through the language model this accuracy.
So you actually have now a multi-parallel corpus between the dialects of Bhojpuri.
Yes.
Great.
But only 5,000 sentences.
Yeah.
Not a
nice.
Not less. Not much data. And right now I have increased the data size. I have Hindi to Bhojpuri 30,000 parallel sentences, and it is. I'm going to release this Hindi to Bhojpuri data in the. I don't know where it will be organized, because we have already submitted a call for low resource empty share task, low resource empty workshop. So in the ACL joint call proposal, maybe it will be held at EMNLP or AICGNLP. So if we accept our proposal, so we will release Hindi to Bhojpuri parallel data during the empty workshop. And the English Bhojpuri is already released in low resource, second low resource empty workshop in the empty summit. So people also used to develop machine translation, and they also used neural machine translation, but accuracy was very poor because very few data is available. So that's it.
Right, thank you. So no more questions, so thank the speaker again.
Thank you so much.
It's an advertisement. Next week there is no seminar because of the public holiday, and on November the 4th we will have a visit from Pilsen. Jakub Vít will talk about synthesis of Czech using neural networks. I'm not sure if he will give the talk in Czech or in English, but I'll let you know via email. So, thank you.